Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to configure your development environment for building ASP.NET Ajax applications when targeting the 2.0 version of the .NET framework. Now, if you're targeting 3.5 or above, then you don't need to do anything special because the Ajax extensions are already built into the .NET framework. All you need to do is if you want to use the Ajax Control Toolkit, you need to install that. But for those of you that are still targeting the 2.0 version of the .NET framework, there are a couple of extra steps to get up and running in your development of Ajax applications using ASP.NET. So, let's hop over to Visual Studio, and the first thing that I want to show you is we're going to create a website, but if you don't have these website options available in your recent projects tabs, it's probably because when you install Visual Studio, you use the general configuration settings. So if you want to get these website options because you're doing a lot of website development, there's a way you can do it after you've already installed Visual Studio, and that is to go to Tools, Import and Export Settings, Reset All Settings. You can save the current settings if you want to. And then choose web development settings as opposed to general development settings or Visual Basic development settings. And once you do that and click finish, it'll rebuild the settings and configure them for web applications development. You don't lose any functionality. It just gives you some of these features that are of particular interest to folks that are most often using Visual Studio for web development. So once we've done that, let's go ahead and create a website. And the first thing that we'll see here is in the new website dialog from Visual Studio, there's now this drop-down box that allows us to choose which version of the .NET framework we want to target for this application we're about to create. Now, if we choose .NET 3.5, that's what we're going to do, and we'll see what the IDE looks like as it pertains to Ajax. So I'm creating this website targeting the 3.5 version of the .NET framework. And you can see here that the Ajax Extensions Toolbox tab is visible by default because we selected 3.5, and the Ajax extensions are built into the 3.5 version of the framework. However, if we installed 2.0, we wouldn't see these. And in fact, let's go here into our web project and change the settings so that we target the 2.0 version of the framework and see what Visual Studio does relative to this toolbox item. So I'm going to right-click on the project, not the solution, choose Property Pages down towards the bottom of the menu, and then over on the left I'm going to click Build and choose the target framework and set it to .NET Framework 2.0. Now when I click OK, watch what happens over on the left-hand side of the screen. Notice that the Ajax extensions disappear completely, and that's because we haven't installed them on this machine, and they're not included in the 2.0 version of the framework. Visual Studio is smart enough to help us not try and mix and match versioning where those mixing and matching won't work. So I'm going to close Visual Studio. Now I'm going to hop over into Visual Web Developer, and we'll see that the experience here is just a little bit different. So here I'm going to say create a website, and by the way, this website option here in the recent projects dialog, you can configure that if you don't have it as well automatically by going into the same thing, tools, options, and import export settings. By the way, you won't see this project unless you're running the SP1 version of Visual Web Developer, and if you updated, so you had Visual Web Developer 2008 installed, and then you later installed the SP1 service pack, but you still don't see these project items here, then you need to go into Tools, Options, I'm sorry, not Options, Tools, Import Export Settings, Reset All Settings, and then once you do that, you'll see the project options as well. So, let's go ahead and create a new website here in Visual Web Developer. Now you'll notice that that drop-down list is conspicuously absent to let us choose which version of the .NET framework that we want to target this web application against. But don't worry, we can still target 2.0 from Visual Web Developer 2008 if we want to, and we can do that in the following way. So notice that by default, this says we're going to create a blank ASP.NET website targeting the .NET framework 3.5. I'm going to say OK, and we're going to create this project, but then I'm going to right-click on the project, choose Properties page, Build, and set the .NET framework. Now, before I do this, I want to point out over here on the left in Visual Web Developer that the Ajax Extensions tool tab is visible because when we first create a project in Visual Web Developer 2008, it automatically targets the 3.5 version of the framework. If I change this to target the 2.0 version of the framework and then click OK, you'll notice that the Ajax Extensions tab goes away. Okay, so now that we understand the Visual Studio and Visual Web Developer versioning differences, now we need to download and install the various pieces of technology that we're going to need to build ASP.NET 2.0 Ajax applications. So, point your browser at www.asp.net and click on the Ajax link at the top. And then, when you get to the Ajax page, click on the Downloads button. Then scroll down. We don't want the 3.5 versions. What we want here is this box here that says ASP.NET Ajax Downloads for ASP.NET 2.0. We want to download both of these. So we're going to download the Ajax ASP.NET Ajax 1.0 extensions. And I know that the versioning is a little bit confusing. This is the 1.0 version of the Ajax extensions for the .NET 2.0 framework version. Right? So we're going to download that. Then we're also going to download the Ajax Visual Studio 2008 templates. Now, the reason that we need to do this is that if we're targeting the 3.5 version of the framework, we don't have to create an assembly reference to the Ajax extensions because they're already built into the framework version. Whereas in 2.0, since they're an out-of-band release and they're not in the global assembly cache, we need to create an assembly reference in our project. And we can do that manually, of course, but it's easier just to use the Visual Studio template, and the template will wire up all of the Ajax 1.0 mechanics for us when we're targeting the 2.0 version of the framework. So I'm going to go ahead and click on that download link. That'll take you to the Microsoft Download Center where you can download that as well. By the way, I'm not downloading these simply because I've already downloaded them and I have them sitting on my page here. Now, one other thing that's not strictly necessary to do Ajax applications targeting the 2.0 version of the framework is to download the 2.0 version of the Ajax Control Toolkit. Almost everybody that I know that is building Microsoft-based Ajax applications in ASP.NET is using the Ajax Control Toolkit. So in order to do that, let's back up to the ASP.NET Ajax site. And if we scroll down here, actually, we back up one more and click on the Toolkit link. This will show us the examples page. But if we click on this Ajax Control Toolkit project page on CodePlex, it takes us over to the CodePlex page. And CodePlex is the host for the Ajax Control Toolkit project. If we click on Downloads, you need to be very careful to make sure that you download the correct version. We don't want this 3.0 version. If you scroll down a little bit and see this note says the current version of the Ajax Control Toolkit is not compatible with ASP.NET 2.0. The latest version that is compatible can be found here, and it's build number 2229. So if I click on that 2229 link, it'll take us over here. Now you also need to be careful here. Make sure that you download this first one. Right? So this is the one that targets the 2.0 version of the framework. Now this version 2229, there are also builds here for the 3.5 version of the framework. We don't want to use that. We want to use the builds that are targeted at the 2.0 version of the framework. And I've already downloaded one of those as well. So, now that we've downloaded all of the pieces, we've downloaded the Ajax extensions for ASP.NET 2.0, we've downloaded the Visual Studio 2008 templates, and we've downloaded the Ajax Control Toolkit for ASP.NET 2.0, now we can go ahead and run the installers so that we can get started building these Ajax applications for 2.0. Okay, so let's grab the files that we just downloaded. First is the Ajax extensions. So let's go ahead and run the installer. Accept the license terms. Next. And this will take a moment. There's because I'm running Windows Vista, I'm likely to get a UAC access dialog, but there we go. So I'll just grant permissions. We'll go ahead and run the installer. This will take just a moment, and then we'll be ready to move on and install the Visual Studio templates. So we don't need to see the release notes. Next, let's go ahead and install the Visual Studio extensions. And while that installer is running, I'm going to expand the version of the toolkit that we just downloaded. And we'll tell Windows it has permission to go ahead and install those Visual Studio templates. Now, here's the version of the toolkit. A couple things we want to do here while the Visual Studio templates are continuing to install. The first thing I want to do is Ajax Control Toolkit is the name of the folder, but I want to add a 2.0 just because I do work for both 3.5 and 2.0 in the same machine. In Visual Studio 2008, very happy to do that, but I want to be able to make sure that I'm keeping track of which versions I'm using. So I'm going to rename the toolkit version to be 2.0. The other thing that I suggest, this is just a convention that I use, is because the binaries don't automatically get included in the binaries directory, I go grab the assembly as well as the debugging information and copy it out of the sample website bin directory and drop a copy of them in the binaries directory itself. Just makes it organizationally a little bit more clean. Now, the ASP.NET AJAX extensions for 2.0 get installed in program files, Microsoft ASP.NET. All right, so you can see both the ASP.NET AJAX extensions as well as the templates for Visual Studio get installed here. So I'm also going to add the AJAX Control Toolkit in this location as well. So this will take a moment to copy, and as soon as things are done, we'll be ready to fire up Visual Studio and start building ASP.NET 2.0 applications after, of course, we install the Toolbox tab for the ASP.NET AJAX Control Toolkit. We're finished there. Okay, now we're ready to go into Visual Studio and start building an ASP.NET 2.0 AJAX application. So let's go ahead and create another website. You'll notice now that there is an AJAX 1.0 enabled ASP.NET 2.0 website template. Now, we could just choose a regular ASP.NET website template, but if we were to do that, we'd have to add the assembly references for the AJAX extensions ourselves. So I'm just going to choose the AJAX enabled ASP.NET 2.0 website template and go ahead and create that website. And notice that there's a script manager automatically on the page for us. Now, you can see here that even though we're a 2.0 version of the framework, which is our target, so if we go here, you can see that we're automatically set up to target the 2.0 version of the framework. The AJAX Extensions tool tab is there. Now, I'm going to use the AJAX Control Toolkit, so I'm going to say ACT for 2.0, and now I can go ahead and right-click, say Choose Items, and then all I'll have to do, once this comes up, it takes a couple of minutes for this Choose Items dialog to come up because it needs to inspect the global assembly cache, and it will show entries for all of the instantiatable objects that are in the global assembly cache. So it takes a couple of minutes for this to happen. Now, as it happens, the AJAX Control Toolkit doesn't go in the global assembly cache, so instead of choosing one of these .NET Framework components, I'm going to choose Browse, and then we're going to go out to our computer, into Program Files, find that Microsoft ASP.NET directory and the AJAX Control Toolkit 2.0 directory that we created. Remember, we put the a version of the AJAX Control Toolkit assembly in the binaries folder. So I'm just going to select that, choose OK, and now all of those AJAX Control Toolkit controls are in here as well. And I'm just going to align them up with the AJAX extensions. And here, we can just build a very quick test. So let's look at the AJAX extensions. Grab an update panel. Inside the update panel, I'm going to need a content template, of course. And then I'm just going to build sort of my quintessential demonstration application where I put a text box, a line break, a button, and then generate a event handler for the button, where we can say textbox 1 dot text equal now, run our application, and I click the button. And notice that we're not getting the full page post back. So there you are. We've just configured Visual Studio to work with the 2.0 version of the framework of the .NET framework using ASP.NET AJAX 1.0 by including both the AJAX extensions as well as the Visual Studio project templates and the AJAX Control Toolkit for ASP.NET 2.0.
Thank you.